Today, we're coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida. And here are the city slickers and the king of the washboard, the only conductor who can lead an orchestra and get dishpan hands at the same time, Spike Jones.
Back there. What notes are you playing?
I don't know, Mr. Jones. I can't read music.
Well, how about you? What notes are you playing?
I don't know, Mr. Jones. I can't read music either.
What notes are you playing?
F sharp, B flat, and C minor.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a show-off.
They call her frivolous out, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow and long, and good fellow was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrows, and cares, she was always willing to share.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight, our jerky little gypsies have trudged into Jacksonville. We've made this trip to clear up a few points about California. First is the point that Florida oranges are bigger than California oranges. To clear up this point, I call on a California citrus grower, George Rock. The whole orange?
Orange? I just squeezed one of the pits.
Thank you, Governor Fuller Warren. Another point of dispute between our two states is who has the most beautiful girls and the most handsome men. As California's entry in the pretty gal department, here is the young lady who made such an auspicious debut with little Margaret O'Brien in MGM's Unfinished Dance, and lately you've seen her wonderful ballet dancing in Words and Music. Lovely Sid Sharif.
Thank you, Spike.
Having seen one of our pretty girls, here is the answer to the question, who has the most handsome men? We present the California entry, soon to open at the Beachcomber at Miami Beach, Mr. Tony Martin.
Good
Tony, do you know Miss Sid Charisse?
Know her. She happens to be Mrs. Tony Martin.
Oh, any relation?
Yeah, it just happens to be my wife.
Oh, now I know which girl got the Tony.
By the way, Spike, did you know that this is Sid's first appearance on the air?
No, well, she's doing wonderfully.
Well, of course, I coached her. Now, honey, don't be nervous. I've been on the air hundreds of times. Don't be nervous, do everything I do.
You mean I should turn green?
Maybe I'd better start with the fundamentals. You see, this tall, skinny thing is the microphone.
Oh, I talk into the tall, skinny thing. Hello, Mom.
Your mother will never hear that.
Why not?
That tall, skinny thing is me.
Listen, how could she tell you're not the microphone? You've got CBS tattooed all over your forehead.
CBS does that to keep us from going back to NBC. But go on, Tony. Give Sid some more lessons on microphone technique, will you?
All right. Now, the next important thing in radio technique is how to hold a script. Hold it in your left hand.
In my left hand?
No, no, the right hand.
All right, the right hand.
No, I don't like that either. The left. No, the right. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Left, right.
Well, Sid, how do you like radio, huh?
Spike, I think I'll wait till television gets here.
Well, it's too bad it isn't here now so everyone can see you. By the way, Sid, how do you keep yourself looking so lovely?
You really want to know?
Yes.
L-A-V-A-L.
Thanks for being with us, Sid. Tony, how about singing something for us?
What would you like to hear?
Well, what did you rehearse?
No Orchids for My Lady.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Naturally.
No orchids for my lady. Crushed on
Gee, that was great, Tony.
Spike,
really
go
great.
Spike, Spike!
Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, do you think you're going to like your visit here in Florida?
Well, if I don't, Jacksonville. Orlando might.
How about serenading this fair state with a song?
Fine, fine. Tonight I'd like to sing a tenor ballad entitled Lavender Blue Dilly Dilly from Walt Disney's latest picture. Am I in voice? How was that?
200 people knocked off for lunch at the King Edward Cigar Factory.
Nevertheless, I shall sing. Music maestro.
Lavender, loo, dilly, dilly. Lavender, blah, dilly, dilly. No. Lavender, goo, fooey, fooey. Dillinger, dill, bluey, bluey. No, 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 no. Lavender, blue, dilly, dilly. Lavender, purple. Lavender, yellow. Red. No, white. No, brown. No, cardinal. Aluminum. No, cerise. Black. Vermilion. Pink. Orange. Peach. Lemon. Grapefruit. Watermelon. Hippopotamus. Now that you get the idea, I'll go ahead. Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen.
This sounds like a dilly of a chess game, doesn't it?
Who told me so? Hilly billy, willy nilly, piccadilly.
It's a good thing I'm not silly.
Who told me so? Who told me so? A little bird told me.
A little bird? Well, well. Thank you for the applause. I complete my number. Good night.
Who told me so? Who told me so? Who told me so?
What is the song or a quiz show?
If your dilly-dilly heart feels a dilly-dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly-dilly day.
A day, a funny thing happened the other day. I almost got killed. I got hit on the head with some water. And the water didn't hurt much, but I had a pipe around it.
You'll be wet in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blah, dilly-dally. Lavender lip, drooly-drooly. Droolinger blab, libby-liver.
No, not liver.
This song has nothing to do with liver.
What are you trying to do, kidney?
Lavender blue, dilly-dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, silly billy, milly milly, a speedy filly.
A filly's a horse.
A horse? And there they go. It's Linda Winnett in front, Harry Richmond putting on the Ritz. Hal Alquist good, and Florida Alligator is showing plenty of snap.
Yep, yep, alligator.
And you'll be my queen.
Professor, that was a dilly. And now here's Harold Cohen speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
At certain hours of the afternoon and evening, the young people drop over to the local soda fountain for Coke and fun. They get both. They get, too, a certain good fellowship that's distinctively American. It seems to flourish wherever you see the friendly sign that says, Ice Cold Coca-Cola. The sign that invites young and old alike to enjoy the pause that refreshes. Spike, this is certainly some trip you and your depreciation review are making. One night stands all the way across the nation and a different night in every town. Do you ever worry whether you're going to get to the next place in time?
Sometimes I even worry about it in my sleep, Harold. Let me tell you about a dream I had the other night.
Rogers, your manager. Jones, the rest of your tour is all set. I've got you booked in some terrific places.
Well, that's great. Where do we go from here?
Tell you where you're going to go. After Jacksonville, you play Crater City.
Crater City? Well, I never heard of it.
Never heard of Crater City? Why, it's one of the brightest spots you've ever seen. It's positively out of this world.
Where is it?
On the moon.
The moon? They've never heard my music up there. They haven't any radio.
With your music, who needs a radio?
The deal's off, Wonders. I won't go.
But, Jones, it'll be a nice trip.
I won't go.
You can go by rocket ship.
I won't go.
You'll get $10,000 for an hour's work. Hey, Jones, wait for the rocket ship.
Spike Jones electrified the world today when he announced he was departing by rocket for an engagement on the moon. Speaking for the world of science, Albert Einstein said,
a daring scientific accomplishment.
And speaking for the world of diplomacy, Dean Acheson said,
a great step forward in inter-world relations.
And speaking for the world of music, Arturo Toscanini said,
is this the rocket ship that's going to take me to the moon?
Yes, Mr. Jones. This rocket travels at the rate of 285,000 miles a minute.
Well, what's that little rocket on the back for?
That's for your stomach.
Is this rocket run by atomic power?
Oh, yes. We carry our own atom smasher. I'll show you how it works.
I'm Adam.
Oh, I'll smash you.
All aboard! All aboard for the
coming up the gangplank to greet us. It looks like Mayor Whitehead.
Hey. Hey, you're going to get a ticket for parking.
For parking? For parking? I'm Spike Jones. I brought my band up here to the moon to play for you.
You're too late. We've already got a band.
Well, who is it? Art Mooney?
No. No, listen.
Rising with the eyes.
Well, what do you know, Von Moonroe?
Faraway places with strange sounding names, a faraway over the sea.
Woo woo!
Those faraway places with those strange sounding names are calling to me. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train.
Almost out, sir, almost out, sir.
Pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer, well, maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see a happy. Those faraway places with a strange calling me.
Tony, when you were singing before, I was thinking, how come you don't sing opera?
Well, I guess because I don't know too much about it.
Well, neither do most people. You know, I bet if they did operas the way they do those morning serial programs, people would get to know them better.
Think so, Spike?
Oh, sure. They could do John's Other Il Trovatore.
How about just plain Aida?
Or Life Can Be Puccini.
Tell me, Spike, how would an opera sound if it were done as a morning serial?
Well, you'd turn on your radio and you'd hear something like this. And now for chapter 23 in the true-to-life story of Carmen Cacciatore. All-American Meatball. This opera is brought to you by the makers of Mother Fimfarger's Chicken Soup. The only chicken soup that contains Mother Fimfarger. You will remember that in yesterday's episode, Carmen had gotten her nose caught in a cigarette machine. Now, every time she sneezes, she blows smoke rings. And now for today's episode, we take you to the Metropolitan Opera House. The house lights dim, and the conductor turns around and bows. And for the rest of the opera, he conducts the audience. As the curtain rises, we find that Carmen has left the cigarette factory and is now working for a bubblegum manufacturer. She is a bubblegum tester. She is singing to her lover.
My name is Carmen.
I am John Schmosey.
We are in love.
We are that way. There's one thing that marks our happy bliss.
That one thing is this. He's got a pointed head. And when we kiss, he pops my bubblegum.
John Schmosey is brokenhearted. Determined to win Carmen, he decides to call on her at her hacienda. But he doesn't know what that means, so he goes to her house instead. There he tells her of his sad predicament.
Oh, I cannot help it, Carmen, if my head comes to a point. When I was a boy, a little tiny boy, I got my head caught inside a pencil sharpener.
Are you sure your mother wasn't frightened by an ice cream cone?
No, I'm very, very sure it was a pencil sharpener.
John Schmosey, you are my one desire. I'm on fire for you. I'm yearning, my lips are burning.
To which he replies,
smoke a lucky.
You have just heard Effie Goon of Speed Rigs, Kentucky. Now, Don Schmosey sings the famous aria, A Little Bird Told Me That You Love Me, and I wish he'd mind his own business.
I would like to marry you if I could carry you across my door, but my muscles, they would ripple.
Oh,
people.
Touched by this proposal, Carmen sings the Allegro Moderato from the first movement of the Largo Con Moto Pizzicato Vivace. Must be one of those long playing records. Exhausted, Carmen returns to her dressing room. The curtain comes down. It's time for the intermission, and the audience rushes back to their seats in the theater. We take this opportunity to bring you a word from our sponsor. A word. Thank you, sponsor. The curtain goes up, rebuffed by Carmen because of the point on his head. Don Schmose is down in the dumps, but he can't stand the smell, so he goes back to Carmen. He can't stand her either, so he goes to the doctor to see if he can have the top of his head flattened. He is a sad figure as he walks into the doctor's office. That's the biggest laugh we've gotten all night. Don Schmose explains the purpose of his visit. The doctor prepares to operate. He says to his nurse,
fetch me some hot water and a towel or you'll feel my wrath.
Are you going to operate?
No, I'm going to take a bath.
Suture.
Scalpel.
Scissors.
Saw.
Thank you, Garwood. The operation is a success. Don Schmose's head looks like the top of an aircraft carrier. Now he must find Carmen.
Carmen, where is Carmen?
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Don Schmose finds Carmen, and he invites her out into the garden. He is chewing a piece of bubble gum, and he kisses her. And for the first time, he notices something. Her head comes to a point, too. Frantically, he rushes to the doctor and asks him to operate on her.
Doctor, please take the pint off my fiancé's head.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
You will. Do it, please, so that Carmen and I can be wed.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
This is Al Cohen, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you go, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike Jones.
I'd like to thank Tony Martin and the very beautiful Sid Charisse for being with us. And also, I'd like to say thanks to Eileen Gallagher for a swell job of opera singing with Tony. Next week, our special guests will be the world-famous pianist Alec Templeton and lovely Monica Lewis. So see you then.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers with their musical appreciation of you may be seen in person this coming week in Gainesville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This is CBS, Jack Benny's radio address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.